You already know your boy Lil E. Top shelf premium on that off top shit. New crack era Serious Sam's. Summers, old murder. Huh? Yeah. Niggas pissing where they fortunes. I made a fortune pissing on my side door porch and kitchen. Rich outcomes off poor decisions. It's a thin line between that, but this time I need that. Yo, out in the world flew by, inside took long. My nigga book strong now, Koofy on in his wood charm swing. They ain't respect when Prince whooped on King. There's a thin line between that, not everybody sees that. Yo, when I couldn't come up with that karma came, I was in another zone, bringing dirt to my mother home. Tucking chrome, that was selfish on me. She seen it sticking out of my shirt, then she felt it on me. Father, I'm gone. A thin line between doing good when you wanna be great. If you ain't never had shit, then you can relate, son. I shot at hell, cause nobody knows anybody not that well. June's very own, Poop Perry on. From the Eastern, salute Larry Holmes. I can only take a dead man's word. Will you or die if you don't let your finger wave a Pyrex hand stir? Word. At the top, it's only a few left. Playing roulette, you get one shot. Who next? Still at the bottom in the old soul crew neck. I don't lose rest, nah. Relaxation is what we are. Stress is what we think we should be. Oh, word up.
I roll with an army, I'm a general. I ain't a fan, all that talking, keep it minimal. I don't care if it's one or if it's ten of you. One thing for certain, man, we spinning you. Two shooters, one target, gon' get rid of you. Man, these niggas think them tents make you invisible. Niggas broke, niggas pitiful. Be the ones pocket watching, be the ones that's try tripping you. Niggas think they cool, not knowing that it's lit for you. Same niggas smiling, be the ones that got it in for you. Let me tell you about this money, how it's evil. Niggas jealous, think you stunting when they see you. Niggas wanna be you, but steady trying to G you. I don't be for nothing, but I'm clutching on this eagle. This money putting poison in that needle. This money had me open up a trap like it's legal. This money had me beefing with my man. All cause I thought the nigga stole 100 grams, what the fuck? I was ride with a tuck, four Zans in the lean, going through it, I was stuck. Missing days in the trap cause it's trips. I got 10K for every morning I done miss. Man, them necks come wrapped like it's a gift. My whitey look shook when I serve him out the lift. I smell like kerosene when I coming from a ship. 5.7 liter Hemi, watch it drift.
Everything you hear on this podcast episode is non-commercial, fair use Creative Commons license. Welcome back to episode 217 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. So I was kind of thumbing through my bookshelf and looking at some of the older books that I haven't read in a while, and I came across The Art of War by Lao Tzu. I think this book is about 2,000 or 3,000 years old. It's an ancient book of war, and it is very dense, very important, even if you don't read the whole book, to kind of go through it and look at the highlights and try to wrap your head around the teachings in this book. But when he states that, when Sun Tzu states that all warfare is based on deception, you know, that's chapter 1, verse 18. It brings to mind something that I was reading about Genghis Khan when he, you know, when the Mongol hordes were invading Europe, really. And the Middle East. And as they came up, one of the things that they would do as a deception was, let's say they had the Genghis Khan and the Mongols, they had an encampment of, let's say, you know, 10,000 men, right? What they would do at night is they would burn no fires, they would sleep, you know, like under cover of darkness, but across the river, maybe 3 miles away, they would have maybe 5,000 fires burning. So do the war math, you know, the opponent that they were getting ready to fight against would say, hey, you know, Genghis Khan goes over this side of the river, and from the amount of fights that we have, he must have, you know, 15,000 men here. So in the morning time, they would make their plan. This country, that whatever country, my XYZ country being invaded, XYZ country would saddle up, get ready, and, you know, at the break of dawn, go to attack that space where they believed Genghis Khan and his armies were to be, but they weren't. So right now, Genghis Khan has the advantage in that he knows where they're going to be, pretty much at what time they're going to be there, and where his position is going to be, okay? And then he would just wipe them out, like, from behind, or flank them, or do whatever he was going to do. But it was all based on deception, okay? So a lot of times, it's not really the most powerful army or the richest businessman or whatever, but it's the person that's able to get that advantage with deception. And, you know, deception is not really a good thing, but, you know, sometimes in life, it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, for every season there's a purpose and time under heaven, time to laugh, a time to cry, so on, right? So there might be times in life that you have to employ some type of deception. So what I'm seeing right now is I'm seeing deception on a grand scale where literally everything that is being presented to us is a deception, is a misdirection, or a partial truth. And you have, you know, the people protesting on the college campuses for, you know, to free, you know, to free Gaza, free Palestine, and then you have them the against the Zionists, and you have all of these different things going on. And the new thing that happened now is you have these frat bros, you know, these college kids or these young dudes that they would come with the American flag and they would start cursing and throwing stuff at the college students for supporting Gaza. And now, you know, they're going back and forth. But I see those anti-Palestinian or whatever it is, I see those as controlled opposition, however you want to take that. Or either controlled opposition or really misinformed people that have no idea or have no conscience, right? So that's the one thing. And then the other deception that you have going on is, back to that whole thing, when you look at these protests and what's going on, you get a sense of deception because you really don't know which way to think. You see, hey, you know what, they're pro-Palestine, which means they're anti-American. No, you know, although we all know a lot of these college students are socialists, communists, you know, whatever, and they want to continue to annihilate the middle class because they don't care, they come from the upper class. So there's a lot there. But in this instance, what they're protesting is let them protest, you know? It is what it is. And the frat boys, again, either they're stupid or they're controlled opposition, which there's a lot of controlled opposition. One thing I am going to say, because I spend time now on Twitter, or X, as it were, Elon Musk, and I find it to be really, really interesting because you could really drill down there and get a lot of information and connect a lot of dots with the postings and everything, the people that are on there. It's kind of amazing. One of the things that I see on there are people that will get up and say, hey, you know, pro-Hitler and, you know, this and that, and let's wipe all these people out and let's do all these things like that. Again, controlled opposition, because one of the things that they're doing, I'm not saying everybody on there, but some people, you know, they're really right when, you know, hey, let's get our guns ready and let's do all these different things like that. And without realizing what's happening is people that don't know any better will come behind there and say, hey, you know, yeah, I feel the same way. You know, let's start this thing or let's do a militia, whatever the thing is. And basically you're being documented, exposed, and they're probably going to get you for some terroristic stuff. For those of you that don't know, and I'll just say it, it's like, I think the FBI was famous for doing this. They'll find some Middle Eastern kid that's a little disgruntled, whatever, whatever, and then they feed some stuff into his head and say, hey, don't you want to blow up a bomb over there, or don't you want to do this or that? And they would provide him with the bomb and everything like that, and then when the kid goes to execute that bombing or whatever, mind you, again, it's a kid that's not stupid or he's radicalized, you know, by the FBI or whatever, who knows? I mean, they, right? When he goes to do it, the FBI busts him and say, hey, we caught a terrorist. So these are the kind of things that's some serious deception right there, man. That's some serious evil, malevolent evil. So be careful when you're out there on social media, because you're going to see a lot of people propounding a lot of different things. I pretty much keep my opinions to myself. If I see something that's really positive or something I want to add something to or put a little comment in there, a little humor even, I'll do that. But just be very careful because you do not know who you are dealing with, right? There's... And the other thing that I'm seeing that's kind of not right is like the polarity and the extremism, where you have this group needs to be against that group. I see a lot of people that I really like listening to, and I really follow a lot of their opinions, but they get into this whole IQ thing and the frontal cortex underdeveloped and all this kind of racist stuff, to be honest with you. And they're saying, you know, it's low IQ and all of these people are low IQ, and inferring with the minorities, you know, which is wrong. You know, yes, there's low IQ, I'll be honest, there is, because obviously you look at the fruit of the tree and the result, right? But I don't see that as a racial thing. I see that as a social thing, and as a result of years and years and years of planning and people at the top doing this on purpose to keep us fighting against one another. So the Blancos will hate the Blacks, will hate the Hispanics, will hate, you know, whatever, right? And really a lot of people all over the place are standing up. I'm seeing it in Spain and like Italy and France, they're all beginning to stand up. So that's good to see, man, at least. Because we have to understand that, you know, there can't be more than 2,000 of these people really at the tippity top. So we can't just lie down and, you know, let them chop our heads off, man. We have to. I'm not saying that we got to assault war or anything like that, but we got to free our minds and then convey that message of freedom of the mind and how we're being manipulated to other people, so we can get on some of that 100th monkey stuff where everybody kind of wakes up. It's literally happening right now, though. People are literally waking up right now. I see it everywhere. And I see a lot. The only thing I do want to say is there's a documentary out there. I've mentioned it before, and it's called Europa, The Last Battle. You can find it on archive.org. And I think it's on Rumble. But if it's on Rumble, I think they kind of track that a little harder. So archive.org is a good place. You know, you could download it and watch it. It's called Europa, The Last Battle. It's about World War I, World War II, and we're seeing, from that documentary, we're seeing the exact result of what's happening right now. And again, what it is they want to put, and I'm sorry if I'm kind of rambling, but I have this whole stream of consciousness that I just want to let out. So it's a little fragmented, but, you know, fragmented, but it's also fractal, in that the pieces all connect together so you can put them together cohesively and get a message from it. We're being played, man. We're being played, and it's sad because a lot of people are not getting it. They want to pit one side against the other. They want to pit men against women. Now women are on the high horse, and they're so high and mighty, and, you know, you can see the look on their face. They're so, I'm so, whatever, glamorous. And then the flip side of the page is you see them, you know, on Instagram or Twitter saying, you know, I work two jobs a week, and I can't even. And, you know, that's sad, you know, I mean, but why break down of society like that? It's natural for a man to date a woman, to have children, to have a family. But that whole equation has been taken out now because there's so much disparity. I forget the number, but there's a lot of young men that don't have a partner, that don't have a woman, that are really in a state of demoralization. I don't want to go too far into that, but you can read between the lines on that. You know, they're online, they're on the internet and everything like that. And that's no replacement for real life, you know? So every shoe has a sock, you know? For every guy out there, there's going to be a partner for you, you know? But these days, it's getting more and more difficult for everyone on that. And it's sad. Well, it's weird. I was born, again, I hate to be such a boomer, but I was born in 59, and I saw a completely, completely different world from young people have today. And I have to say, honestly, yeah, it was hard when I grew up and everything like that, but this whole structure of society right now is so horrendous, man, because there's not a solid foundation to stand on for anything. Everything is pretty much everything is a deception, man. You know, it's at a time right now where you got to crack open your Bible. You got to, men and women, but I'm going to speak to men right now. Get the King James Version of the Bible. Go into the book of Proverbs, the book of Ecclesiastes, and the book of Psalms. Those three. Where you're going to get some serious, serious knowledge. Psalms does it more in a different way because they're more like prayers and songs and stuff like that. Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes is God sitting down with you as man under the sun, son of man under the sun. Not speaking to you like from way above or whatever, but as if he was your bro or whatever it were, sitting next to you, talking to you and explaining things to you. Okay, book of Ecclesiastes. The book of Proverbs are just some deep, dark sayings, man, that will help you with a lot of the deception that we're seeing taking place right now, you know? So understand what's taking place right now. These people are really highly educated. This stems really from the Franklin School in Germany. And let's see, what year was that? I think like in the 1920s, the Frankfurt School with Marcuse and a bunch of these guys. And what they did was they did this whole political correctness with the gender and all the stuff that we're seeing taking place right now, where they've really taken over our schools. So it's helpful to know where this is coming from, the source of it, just so that you could identify, as it were, the warfare that you're actually engaged in and the deception that's being put on you. Deception, spells, witchcraft, whatever label you want to put on, because this world right now is so beyond demonic right now. It's so obvious. They just put out a painting of King Charles, and if you flip it upside down or whatever, like, you see Baphomet, you see all kind of satanic stuff right in that painting, you know, and it's in red like blood. It's disgusting, man. And King Charles, he ain't my king. Let me tell you that. My king is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God slain from the foundations of the earth. So, again, I don't want to wax all, you know, Christian here, but just get that little piece out. Again, whatever you believe, you know, I have no control over that. You're going to do what you're going to do. But just watch the choices that you make and make sure that someone else is doing your thinking for you, you know. It's not an easy time right now. And it's a time where we have no idea really what's coming next, you know, as far as what plans they have for us. I see it as their plans are failing right now because it kind of seems like they're going at one another, and it's craziness, man. And people, and literally everybody waking up right now at the same time. So something really to think about. I will say that wherever you're from or whatever heritage or ethnicity you are, you should learn more in that way. In other words, learn about your history, your ancestry, and everything like that. And the only thing with that is some people, they have like a lot of different, you know, like I'm one quarter Cherokee and I'm one eighth Scott, you know, whatever, which is cool. So learn about all of those because you have all of that in you, all of that culture and all of that folklore and what have you. It's all in you. But really get in touch with your bases, whatever they are, right? Again, right now it's a really good time for especially for men, but for everybody, to learn how to defend yourself, to be able to protect your family, protect yourself. Women, you know, when you're shopping, you're going out, always pay a lot of attention when you're leaving your car, when you're returning back to your car, where it's parked, when you're leaving your home, especially when you're entering back, returning to your home. Men also just pay attention with everything. From what I see, the real good disciplines to learn right now are like Muay Thai or striking, like boxing with kicks, you know, Muay Thai, and that Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which comes in real handy. There's some shortcomings with that Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu from what I see. I've never practiced it. When I was younger, I did do Jiu-Jitsu for about a year and a half, 2 years. And the school was Moses Powell School on Atlantic Avenue in Flatbush in Brooklyn. And the main dude there was Master V, Master Visitation. I think it was from Vietnam. And he trained Moses Powell. And what Moses Powell did was he, a black dude, I think he was from Bed-Stuy, he combined street fighting with jiu-jitsu, but it was a really good style. So I did attend that school. But anyway, I digress. Men should learn how to really defend themselves in what they call situational awareness. I'm watching this guy, Cash Jordan, on YouTube, and he's, you know, does the whole New York thing. He's in Manhattan and, you know, stealing from the stores, the crime and the violence and everything like that. People randomly getting punched in the face. So I'm watching this and I'm saying to myself that, like, a lot of this stuff is really becoming unhinged, man. And it's not going to do you any good to be like an ostrich and stick your head in a hole in the ground. And, you know, if you don't see it, it ain't coming. It's there. And just because you don't see it doesn't mean it ain't there, you know. So it's a time really to pay attention. And honestly, man, this is something that I really even taught to my son growing up with people close to me. It's going to sound messed up, man, but it's really the truth. And I don't trust anybody. I just don't. Like, yes, you develop a certain thing with certain people. Of course, you love them. There's trust there. But generically speaking, I really don't trust anybody or any situation or anything because you just don't know, you know. And it's like, you know, they have, Robert Greene has, I think, what was it, the 48 Laws of Power. And I put number 49 on there and I say expect the unexpected, 49 for me. And then 50 is think the way the people around you are thinking. Doesn't mean to be like them and act like them or whatever, but to have the ability to think the way the people around you are thinking, right? Which gets a little deep, okay? I'll give a quick example because I kind of grew up in the ghetto and the whole nine, and I know what that whole thing is like, the projects and such. Wyckoff Garden Projects, Gowanus Projects over there, downtown Brooklyn. But there's certain things that you would say to somebody. Let's say, for example, and boy, call somebody boy, right? I remember on one job I worked at, I forget what it was, but the lady said something to me, boy or whatever. And I says, you know, that's a loaded word right there, right? So a lot of people can't really relate to that. I don't even think it's as much of a big deal now. But when I grew up, call somebody boy, it was on, you know. But again, situational awareness, being aware of that thing, right? What's around you, to be able to think the way the people around you think, you know. So that's why it's good to go on YouTube sometimes and see some of these things that are taking place, some of these urban videos or just things that are going on, because even interrogations I watch sometimes just to see how these people's minds operate, you know, like some of these interrogations on YouTube. I'll sit and watch them for a couple of hours, man. And then to see the way the detective is kind of trying to crack this person and the way this person is lying and whatever the case may be. And you'll see them acting in one way, but there's a monster inside of this person, man. And you're not even really aware of it. You don't really know who you're dealing with out there. So that's why I'm trying to say, don't trust anybody, right? You know, I can give you a million stories on stuff like that. But I mean, you know, somebody comes up, you know, oh, I found this $100 bill or, you know, whatever. And like, they want to engage you right there. They want your attention. They want to throw you off of your square, off of your circle, you know? So those of you who understand. The word of the day right now is deception. And that's what's being served up to us as a hot lunch, you know, at the dinner table. So be aware of that, man. Get yourself centered in whatever you're doing, you know, like make sure, yeah, you're going to slack off and you're going to have times or days that you don't do anything, but you can't really be doing that anymore, man. You got to make all of your time productive and keeping yourself sharp. You know, like you should have the ability to do a little bit of woodworking. You should have some computer skills, some electrical skills, plumbing, fighting, whatever, you know. And then if you have artistic skills on top of that, that's even better. One of the biggest things I'm going to say, and this goes for everybody, every age, everything, is communication skills, written and verbal, you know, the ability to persuade people, the ability to sell, to be a salesman, an ability to learn how to learn, right? So in other words, let's say there's a subject and you know nothing about it. How would you go about learning about this new subject, right? I mean, there has to be a methodology, a procedure, a process whereby you would either go to an encyclopedia or look it up on YouTube, whatever the case may be, get it from different sources, so that you can aggregate it together and come up with a given set of skills or knowledge that you're pursuing, right? So learning how to learn is very, very important. And what ends up happening is, it's like when a young, you know, when I was young, when I was 14, I started reading books and it just opened up a whole different world to me. You know, one of the books I read was a book titled Wizards of the Upper Amazon. And then one day I heard Terrence McKenna speaking and he's like, oh, I read this book. And I'm like, wow, I read that same book. But that book, it was about Indians on the Amazon and the way they perceived the world and just different things like that. And I never was able to think in that way. But a book will open up that universe to you, right? So, yeah, you want to have the ability to communicate, an ability to work computers. You want to have an ability to be able to make an evaluation of what the market is dictating at that moment, whether it's the job market, whatever it might be, whatever you're dealing with, right? Always, and if you're cushy in a job and doing well, always keep your eyes open because you never know when that hatchet's coming, you know? I can go on and on about that, but I'm just going to bite my tongue. But it's time for fun and games are over. You know, you're going to have days when you have fun and laugh and moments and all that stuff. That's great. That's great. Laugh just for no reason at all. I love it. I do that myself. I laugh at myself, but at the same time, start looking for people that you can really trust in life, you know, whether it be a cousin or friend or whatever, and make that bond between you guys even stronger in the sense saying, hey, you know, things are going to start getting worse, you know. And you can get a feeling from a person, people that you can trust, something in their eyes you can see. Little thing, it's not even the big things they say, the little things that they say is either won or lost, where you could trust them or you can't trust them, you know? Like if they make a big deal out of a little thing, then how are they going to react when something big happens, right? So how they act under pressure. You can tell a lot about a person, the way they respond to pressure and when pressure's put on them, in whatever form it may take, right? So an ability to get that network, starting to develop that network of people that you know and you trust, right? Because it's just an asset. It's something that you have, you know, I hate to put it in the sense, but you have to look, a lot of times when you look at the world, you have to look at it in a sense of assets and liabilities, right? Is this thing going to benefit me or hurt me? Plain and simple. And you got to make that call real quick. So those of you who listen to me, you know my thinking. I recommend if you're like a new listener, look at the show notes on this episode, and it's going to have some of my more popular episodes and kind of take you around. I have a bunch of social media. I have a Telegram. I have an Instagram. I'm on Twitter or X. And I'm on, what is the other one? Rumble. So I have a lot of different Odyssey, but I don't even think I got one view on Odyssey. So yeah, go back and visit some of my older episodes. I talk about all different kinds of subjects and topics and stuff like that. But what I pride myself on is my ability to integrate different disciplines and bring them together to get a solution or to get an understanding of something. One of my main things that I like to say is that the solution to every problem already exists within the problem. So if you look at a locked cylinder, within the locked cylinder is the image of the key that solves or opens that lock, right? The image is already in the problem. The problem is this locked cylinder. That's the problem keeping you out, locked out. Solution is the key. So the image of the key is already in the locked cylinder, which means that the solution to the problem is already within the problem. That type of stuff. So listen to some of my older episodes. I have something weird going on. Like my website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. If you go on there, you can see how many views each episode gets and everything like that. And the numbers are horrendous. It's almost embarrassing. I used to get so much more listens when I would read it. But for some reason, I'm constantly like in the top 190 podcasts in philosophy in the world, right? I rank in the top 200 in the United States of America, in Ireland, in the United Kingdom, a few other countries, you know, that I, you know, Spain sometimes I'll catch fire, or Jamaica. And but how, you know, but yet it doesn't equate to the views that I'm getting or the listens that I'm getting or the interaction as far as feedback from people. So I know they have me locked out. I know that. It doesn't matter as long as my message gets out to someone that it could benefit them. But yeah, I rate pretty much in the top 200 in philosophy. You can go on Chartable and look it up, or you can go on podbay.fm. You know, if you want to see where people rank or different podcasts rank. So I'm on there, you know. And they just got me all locked out. But it doesn't matter, because even if I only had a few listeners, as long as they would benefit from this, you know. Or some of the emails that I get sometimes are so warm, and they bring me so much joy knowing that I was able to share some of what I have with somebody else, you know, that helped them grow. That whole positive thing, you know. So I can go on and on with this. I've been going on for 27 minutes. So I do want to thank you for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Jesus Christ's name. And yeah, thank you for listening. And yeah, we'll just go from there.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative.
I do want to thank you guys for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Praise Jesus Christ's name. My link tree is Alpha Male Buddhist Pod. Links are in the show note descriptions of this episode below. There in my link tree, you will find links to my Instagram, Telegram, Rumble, Odyssey, Twitter, and my free episode archives. If you're a new listener, I have also included links to my top-rated episodes. These are specific episodes of the podcast that are the most popular and listeners have given me the most positive feedback on. Some of these episodes are also in video format, so you can not only listen to the episode, but you can watch the accompanying video to that episode. Also, contact me for my free Academy of Liberation handbook, which is in PDF format, along with a free audiobook version of the handbook. So check out the show notes below of this episode for all of my content links. This podcast is hosted on the Podbean platform, so my website there is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com.